The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves in me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was growing up, Dad was a huge Beatles fan, and so he made sure that us kids were Beatles fans as well. Every time that we would be doing chores around the house or be working out in the garage, wherever we were, he would make sure he'd have those Beatle tunes on the stereo cranked up as high as he could, you know. And at a young age, I remember we had basically had every song memorized, you know. We knew every album and what songs were on those albums. And each one of us had our favorites as well. My sister Anna, her favorite Beatles song was the one entitled Anna. No surprise there. For me, it was kind of an odd choice. I loved the song Yesterday. Obviously not a very upbeat song, but I remember it was the first song in my entire life that I had memorized word for word from beginning to end, and I would sing it all the time. Love that song, Yesterday. Now, my brother David, now this would have been just a few years ago, right after I got ordained a priest, he came up to me and he said, "Now, Danny, have you ever heard the lyrics, like really listened to the lyrics of the song by the Beatles, Tell Me What You See?" I was like, "Yes, David, like we grew up together, like we all listened to the Beatles, we know every song, you know." But he's like, "Have you ever taken that song?" And he said, "Have you ever listened to it as if it were Jesus talking to you?" I was like, "Well, no, no, I haven't. I didn't think Jesus spoke through the Beatles, but..." He's like, "Well, listen to it. It has a very Eucharistic theme to it. Like, it feels like Jesus is trying, begging you to see his presence in the Eucharist." And I was like, "All right, let's give it a try." So I'm going to sing to you the first verse of this song, Tell Me What You See, by the Beatles, keeping in mind that imagine it being Christ speaking to us. "If you let me take your heart, I will prove to you we will never be apart if I'm part of you. Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me." I was like, "Well, Dave, I think you got it right." Now, a few months after that revelation that he gave to me in December of 2014, David wasn't feeling the best. He began to realize that he was tired more than he normally was. He kind of chalked it up to work, you know, thinking maybe he was working too hard. But then he began to realize, like, even climbing a flight of stairs, he would be out of breath. You know, he had difficulties with physical exertion. And he thought, well, no big deal. I probably just have pneumonia. I'm just going to go into the doctor. They'll give me some antibiotics. I'll be good to go. So he did. He went into urgent care, and they took a look at him, and they're like, well, no, you know, we don't think it's pneumonia, but we're not sure what it is. We're going to send you on to the emergency room at St. Margaret Mary's Hospital in Batesville. And he went there, kind of the same routine. They looked at him. They said, we're not sure what it is, but we know it's not pneumonia. And so they said, we're going to send you up to St. Francis Hospital in Indianapolis. Now, obviously, at that point, the rest of us were very worried about what was going on. And so we all drove up. Well, it was on a Saturday. We drove up to St. Francis. And I remember being there in his hospital room, waiting for the doctor to come after taking all these tests, wondering, you know, what was going on with my 22-year-old brother. Well, the doctor came in, and you could tell it wasn't going to be good news. And I remember sitting there as he informed us that David had been diagnosed with lymphoma cancer, that he had cancer of the blood. Now, in that moment, he was very optimistic, the doctor was. He looked at us and he said, you know, this is a very treatable cancer, especially for someone young. We're going to do some chemotherapy. Within 6 months, we're hoping that we can have this thing beat, you know, that we will be past this in 6 months. But it was still a big blow to the family. I mean, it was just inconceivable to us to think that our 22-year-old brother would have cancer. And so I remember on the drive home after that news, you know, there was just kind of a somberness to it all. I purposefully turned this song on, thinking of what David had said about it. And I kind of needed that little extra boost at that time. And on this listen, it was the second verse that stuck out to me, especially thinking about it as if it were Christ speaking through this song. So here's the second verse. Big and black the clouds may be, time will pass away. If you put your trust in me, I'll make bright your day. Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me. For the next few months, we prayed like we had never prayed before. David was very devoted to the rosary. You know, that was kind of his prayer of choice. And so all of us took that on us. You know, every day, praying rosaries. I'd get in the truck and I'd be praying rosary everywhere I went, praying that David would be healed. Well, the 6 months came and went. He was tested, and it proved that the tumor that he had in his chest hadn't even shrunk at all. So they went through another round of chemo, and another round. And things started to look a little bit more bleak. Finally, they were like, we're going to try to do a bone marrow transplant. You know, that's the next thing that we can do. And so all of us kids were tested, all of us wanting to find out if we were going to be a match for this bone marrow transplant that David had to go through. None of us were. So we started praying again, you know, praying that we'd find a match. And sure enough, a 40-year-old male from Europe was found, and they sent over his cells that we needed, and they did the bone marrow transplant, and David was in isolation for 6 to 8 weeks after that, you know, couldn't go out in public, and we were waiting for the results from that. They did the testing, and the cancer was still there. Now, at this point, I was getting pretty distraught. You know, I was getting very frustrated with God. What was supposed to be an easy solution was just going on and on and on. Every Monday that I had off, I would travel home and visit with David, and it was just hard to see him that way. So after getting that news in the hospital that the bone marrow transplant was unsuccessful, and I remember driving home from that, I just had my cell phone on random for music, and this song came up, and I remember I did not want to hear it at that point. I remember it came up, and I was very tempted to change it, but I let it go, and this time it was the third verse that came through, and it goes like this. Listen to me one more time. How can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me. Well, I didn't see it. Praying to God, wanting an answer, I didn't see Christ. And I remember being very angry with God, wondering why. Why this good Catholic man would be afflicted with this disease. Why he wasn't being healed. And it was very tempting to give up on prayer. It was very tempting in that moment to just kind of say, you know what? Enough is enough. But we kept praying. We kept putting our trust in Christ, wondering when the nightmare would end. This last week, David went in for a PET scan after going through radiation treatment. It was kind of their last-ditch effort. I mean, they were running out of options. They were looking at some experimental things they'd have to do. They did radiation. He went in for the PET scan. And as far as they can tell, the cancer seems to have gone. They found a little bit on his lungs that they think is an infection. They did a biopsy. They'll find out the results tomorrow. So please keep him in your prayers. But as far as we can tell, David is cancer-free. Now, I don't know what the future holds for us. I don't know what the biopsy is going to reveal tomorrow. I don't know if the cancer is going to come back someday. But I know one thing for certain. Through these 2.5 years and into the future, whatever it brings, Christ is going to be there. No matter what darkness awaits us on the horizon, no matter what's coming up that we can't even foretell, Christ wants to be a part of it. And how do I know that? Because of what we hear in today's gospel. Christ is speaking to his apostles and he says to them, I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you alone to face the trials by yourself. I will come back to you. In fact, I will send my Spirit ahead of me that you will be filled with it, the advocate of the Father. And he says, all this I can promise to you because I live. And I live in you. We are still in the Easter season, this time of resurrection. Christ is not dead. He is fully alive, and he is with us in everything that we go through. With us every step of the way. And he's trying desperately to get our attention. He's trying to reveal himself to us in multiplicity of ways. If only we would look for him. If only we would open up our hearts and our ears and our minds to his words that are coming to us. We would see him. We would feel his presence. We would know that our God lives, but we have to listen. Because if we don't, if we expect it to be some amazing sign that's going to appeal to us out of the blue, it's not going to happen. And Christ is going to pass right by us, and we'll be none the wiser for it. And the crazy thing is, he reveals himself to us in the strangest ways. It might be a brother with cancer. Might be a Beatles song. And it might just be a little piece of bread. Open up your eyes now and tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me.